There was a factory in my hometown, boarded over. Every interior door hanging open by the screws and broken glass glittering the floors throughout. A few pigeons, sure, but no condoms or needles or homeless people. It wasn't that big a town. Only the iridescent glass would make us tread lightly when we broke in on a high school dare. Years before, right when it closed, they found a storage room full of barrels. Sealed. No labels. Developers came to look many times but would never close the deal. It wasn't the economy. It was the barrels. And the lack of paperwork to prove what wasn't inside. I thought about that beautiful ruin the day the judge signed my divorce papers, which also didn't say what wasn't inside. And I thought about my condemned heart and how I could not be trusted to testify to its harmlessness or fitness for future use. I knew that for years to come, they would declare me too risky, until eventually the calendar ticked off the half-life of some imagined poison.